I read your talk. Your talk is about weaknesses, repentance, and finding a fresh view in life. What made you want to speak on this subject?
I think the most important thing we do while we're here on earth is to draw closer to the Savior every day. It's about changing. It's about progressing and growing and moving upward and onward. And that's really repentance. So if someone were to say to me, what is there about that this Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that's important to you, I would have to say the opportunity to change and grow closer to the Savior.
So you talk a lot about finding a fresh view or discovering a fresh view. What do you mean by that?
Maybe we become complacent in our lives, and maybe we don't take the time to stop and really view with fresh eyes through a lens that we haven't considered before what is really valuable and what we have before us. What does being baptized in this church, what does it really mean to take upon ourselves His name, our Savior?
So how has understanding repentance and the atonement helped you in your life?
I used to be afraid of it as a child. I honestly thought if I were really careful and if I obeyed every commandment, then I would never be faced with the trial of having to repent. But I've come to know it's a gift. It's a blessing. It is a fresh view. And it's an opportunity to grow. It's not something we should shy away from.
So how have some of your life experiences prepared you to give this devotional talk?
Seeing people all over the world. Witnessing how being a member of this church is viewed in places like India, in places like Africa and the Philippines. But you don't even have to go to a remote area of the world to find strong faith and gratitude to be a member of this church. It's right here. It's on this campus.
So you were recently released as the General Primary Presidency about a year ago. Tell me a little bit more about that experience.
Oh, glorious. A glorious time in my life. I do not know why the Lord allowed me that opportunity, but what it did for me was it changed my life, the life of my family, the life of my grandchildren, to experience the power and the beauty of this gospel, and to observe a prophet and apostles who are so committed, they have given their life to serve the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
So how has life been since you have been released? It's been about a year. I'm sure you've gone and chatted with many people, and we're so excited to have you here today. How has it been?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm honored. I marvel at the opportunity that I have to come here today, because those times are past. But it's a sweet time in my life. I have a little 98-year-old mother, 98 years old tomorrow, who is living with us now. And so I'm caring for her. I'm a grandma full-time. And I serve in the nursery. How's that?
That's a perfect place for
with
you.
My husband in the nursery.
So as you're here on campus, there are many students. What advice would you give to the students who might feel like their weaknesses are just too big or too burdensome, and they kind of struggle with that?
That's a good question, and that's exactly why I chose this subject. There is nothing that we do that the Lord would dismiss us for. He loves us. He wants to help us to stand at our side. And when we draw near to Him, He is there with us. It's a gift from our Heavenly Father that we can turn away from those habits or thoughts or mistakes that we make. And through Him, by simply turning to Him and seeking His Spirit, we can go through the process that may be required to renew and refresh our view of him and ourselves and the world.
President and Sister Irene had the chance to speak at Devotional last week, and they implemented a few different things for Devotional. They have the discussion board for all the students to participate in, and also the parent share activity during Devotional. I understand that you had an opportunity to use that discussion board.
Yes.
What did you think about that?
I was so impressed. This is a unique university. The thoughts and testimony of these students, it awed me. It was difficult to choose just two students to participate today.
Well, luckily we do have that pair and share activity so that everyone will get a chance to
yes.
share with one another. That's all the questions that I had. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about your devotional talk or anything?
I have to bear testimony of this gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe we honestly sometimes don't realize how glorious and marvelous it is. I mentioned in my talk, yes, it's breathtaking. And so it has been my opportunity to define what makes it breathtaking, and I would challenge everyone to do the same.
Well, thank you so much for being here.